Welcome to the Family Office Success Podcast, where we talk all things family office. Do you ever feel like you're fighting an uphill battle in servicing wealthy families? Well, my friends, welcome to the War of Capacity, where victory goes to those most prepared to provide elite family office services. I'm Christy Van Wright, founder of White River Consultants. We are a boutique provider of outsourced administrative solutions meant to simplify complex financial affairs for families. Think of us as special forces that are here to reinforce a team, an advisory team, who are managing this generational wealth and supporting families on the day-to-day. In a few minutes, we're going to dive deep on exactly what it takes to effectively support the needs of a high net worth family while also running an enduring company in this high stakes arena. First, though, let's level set on why this niche is so challenging to get right. So we're going to start with just a little discussion on the nature of the family office business. The stakes couldn't be higher in this space. At the end of the day, we're talking about stewarding immense wealth and shaping legacies and helping families keep the lifestyles that they are wanting to have, that they've gotten to a place that they can enjoy. And our job is to help them do that. Families expect nothing less than exceptional guidance across investments, tax, retirement, concierge services, all of these things that interact with their day-to-day life. They expect them to be done right and well the first time, not multiple times down the road. You can be sure that if something is not going well, if they don't think that they've got the right fit for one of these pieces, they will find somebody else. Hopefully that doesn't include necessarily, you know, totally losing a really good advisor, but you've got to earn that long-term loyalty to a family. You've got to continually be proving that you are trustworthy and that you are the right person and the right team to be the puzzle piece that the family is looking for as part of their overall picture. Now, the human element is something that it can't be overlooked here. There are competitive forces applying in the market, but there's also internal forces that are being applied between the family members and specialized advisors. And just there's all of these forces that are playing in and outside of the family. And so it's a delicate dance that if you don't know which way you're dancing, it is very, very possible and very easy to get run over by another dance member on the floor because you didn't see them coming. So, those external competitive forces, that's competition. Right now, we're in a very interesting time, I think, in the family office space. And what I mean by that is the barrier to entry to this very high touch arena, it's dropping. And I wish it wasn't. I wish more people understood what it took to do this business, which quite frankly is why this podcast exists in the first place. But the barrier to entry is dropping. That's just the reality of it. And so, technology is allowing more firms, technology and quite frankly, really good marketing is allowing more firms to position themselves as a family office provider. Even if they lack the experience, and let's face it, everybody starts somewhere. That's not a dig on a firm who is looking to move into this space. Because if you do it right, you can really make a huge difference for the families you serve. No question about that. But it is a at this point, anybody really can go out and say, we do family office services and can try it out and see what happens. Usually the firms that are doing it more as a marketing side, it's very easy to stumble once the day-to-day pressures hit. And that is what I see a lot of in some of the younger firms who think that they want to be in this business. You know, at the family office core, once you get past investments and kind of the big tax and the big, you know, estate planning, those ones that everybody can name, once you get past that and you get into that day-to-day, the specialized work of running the command center for these incredibly complex financial, legal, administrative affairs of these powerful families, it really is quite specialized. The pace, the obligations, the dealing with the internal politics and the personalities, it can very quickly burn out someone who is either unsure or not 110% committed to doing this work, spending the time, spending the capital to really make it happen. It's very easy to burn out. So just remember that it's when you're looking around, especially as we go into what may be a pullback in the market, there are more and more firms who are going to be looking at this as a way to bring in new clients as well as serve their clients better. But just remember that this is a tough business to be in unless you are ready to be here. And it can very easily end in litigation. It can end in losing good clients simply because you weren't ready, or you didn't have the systems, the processes in place to do the work. So I started by saying this is the war of capacity. This is the never-ending war of capacity. So what weapon really wins the day? You know, if you're in this, how do you effectively scale capacity amid what all of us are dealing with in bandwidth constraints to really cement the status as a family's trusted advisor and do it year after year? That's what we're going to talk about now. So here are our thoughts on how you win that war of capacity. The first is expertise and personnel. So, you know, if you're evaluating the needs, the family's needs across everything, you know, investments, tax, legal, compliance, concierge, that's expensive talent. You know, the compliance officers, the wealth advisors, the estate attorneys, the team has to be able to coordinate on governance, has to be able to execute complex transactions. You need dedicated operations teams to handle the day-to-day administrative requests like household staffing, property repairs, travel logistics. These are specialized pieces of the family's puzzle. And you need both generalists and you need specialized practitioners. We all know that the accounting, the CPA is specialized, the attorney is specialized, and hopefully the investments are specialized, the insurance is specialized, but you still kind of need that generalist to hold everything together. Quite frankly, there's no room for generic players in this war of capacity when you need to compete at the highest level. So assemble your special forces team that is customized to your client needs and hopefully specifically to the families that you're serving. You've got to compensate them appropriately to keep them on the team. This is not a place to necessarily try and cut budget or, you know, be reasonable here, but understand that the people that are going to make or break this work for you and your firm need to be specialized. They need to know what they're doing. They really need to have experience or be working under someone who has had the experience of doing this work and can see around the corners. Let's talk regulation. The wealth at play here really exposes and imposes a very exhaustive compliance obligation that can very quickly spiral if control gaps emerge. So make sure that you're staying, you know, on top of evolving disclosures, privacy, AML rules, cross jurisdictions. You cannot cut corners. You've got to have the policies and the procedures governing how family data is collected, how it's stored, how it's it can be accessed, who can access it, recording decisions, meeting minutes, you know, creating that evidence of true prudent guidance, and creating it in a way that you can quickly and easily get back to it. The goal here is to surpass. If you're at baseline, you're not doing enough. You need to be surpassing the regulations that are the basic regulations out there to really avoid any missteps while you're managing the substantial wealth. So basic is not prudent here. You need to be going above and beyond, making sure that everything is really controlled well for these families, both for you and for them. Technology and infrastructure, you need the systems to manage, not only to manage, but to safeguard the information and the flow of information that's coming back and forth, not only between you and the family, but between you and the other providers, the other team members. Clients want real-time visibility into what is happening. The more the better, whether they actually, are in there often or not, is not the question. So don't make the mistake of thinking, oh, my family doesn't, they never log into their portals. We don't, that's not that important. It is that important. And just because your family doesn't necessarily, log in every day and do that now, does not mean that something won't pop up that they decide that they do need to go and log in and see what's happening, or future generations. Obviously, we talk a lot about the next generation coming up and learning about the family. They do want to be able to see those kinds of things. And some are going to be more involved than others, but it's important that you've got the technology to have the responsiveness, to be transparent, and that you're keeping up with the latest and best security tools and procedures that you can, that those platforms are allowing for collaboration between the team members. So incredibly important that communication is flowing through a central location. Again, going back to that, you need to be doing better than baseline regulatory standards. And we all know that baseline is keeping notes. Going above and beyond is having everything tracked and knowing where it's at, who did it, who's going to do it, and what the next steps are. The next one would be, customized service offerings. I'm not telling you anything you don't know here. Recognizing that every family has a unique priority. They have unique quirks. We all have dysfunction in our families. And that requires a personalized service model. You need to be able to offer flexibility in terms of some fee structures and some capabilities that can map to that family's specific profile. If you want to do investment and have that authority, or do you just want to guide? Do they have property management spanning multiple homes? Do they want travel coordination? We have aircraft that we're managing and we need to coordinate on maintenance and staffing for the house and staffing for multiple houses. You need to be able to be flexible enough to change with the family's needs, but also recognizing what you can logistically do in-house versus what you need to outsource and what makes sense, what makes sense for you and your firm. The configuration versatility really will strengthen the bonds through the advisory firms who can orchestrate all of the specialized providers behind the scenes to make it feel very seamless for the family. Oh, I don't think we can have a podcast without talking about risk management, you know, being able to anticipate the risks across the market, the macro and the micro, and what a family's, just the risks of what is happening within the family, the risks that are coming at the family, making sure that, you know, that you're vetting everything that's coming at any, you know, you're doing insurance reviews, but you're also doing, you're taking a look at the investments that are coming their way, both in the public and the private markets. That's, you know, being proactive is going to earn a lot of credibility to protect that, you know, their hard-earned wealth. But frankly, giving advice, guiding through tough decisions around estate conflicts and, you know, outside threats and litigation, you've got to be willing to not just give the good news. You've got to be willing to have those tough decisions to so a family can understand what may be coming at them if certain decisions are made. Generally speaking, you know, you've operating at the highest echelons of serving these wealthy families, it demands an executive presence. And the leadership team has to be able to demonstrate deep expertise, judgment, and having built the relationships worthy of the trust to work with these families, building the relationships with the families between the advisors, and really creating that team that's cohesive and can really work through whatever a family is going through in that moment, add team members, you know, work through what needs to get worked through, and, you know, onboard, offboard, things like that. It's just incredibly important that the tools are in place for everybody to have the best opportunity for success for the family, and that we're setting the family up for the best success we can. And the leadership of the family office team really does set that trajectory. So challenges ahead. I mean, I've barely scratched the surface on navigating the waters of serving these ultra high net worth families. It is indeed exhausting some days, but it's incredibly rewarding work. You know, economic uncertainties, regulatory changes, reputation management, privacy threats. These are just some of the battles that we continuously see emerging across the space. And, you know, the great news is that the landscape is always evolving with innovation and opportunities coming our way if you really understand how to deal with them and how to look at them and think about how they play into a family's life and into your business. The point that we want to talk about, that we want to make today, is that the war of capacity is going to rage on. How you harness technology, how you use your talent, and how you bring creativity is going to matter more than scale at the end of the day. The best case scenario here is that you define your terms of engagement that are going to play to your strengths in the family office space, because the winners are going to continue to bring a distinctive value. They're going to be able to show flexibility and focus in serving these families. And the ones that aren't able to bring all of that together have the potential to lose clients in the process of not really knowing who they are. So if anything that we've talked about today resonates about the hazards, fulfillment of serving wealthy families, shoot us a note. We're always happy to support advisory firms trying to figure out if you deliver in-house or outsource, and how you just deliver a higher level of care to your most important relationships. You know, this is the heart of this business, after all. It's shepherding generational wealth and coordinating coordinating special forces to help your family and to continue to build that trust. So we appreciate you listening today. If you do have questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. We are here to serve you and your families, and we look forward to saying hello.